When Isaac was near death, he called his son Esau to himself in order to bless him. Esau's brother, Jacob, however, contrived to get the blessing while Esau was off hunting. When Esau returned from hunting and found out that his father had already blessed Jacob, he cried out, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." Blessings were not taken lightly in the ancient Near East. So we hear in our reading from Genesis today, "And Melchizedek blessed Abram and said, 'Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.'" Luther tells us in his lectures on Genesis that these two short phrases are the summary or the conclusion of a sermon by Melchizedek that lasted at least an hour. Since I don't have that much time, however, I will simply limit my remarks to the two phrases that Moses recorded for us. Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. When Melchizedek blesses Abram, he blesses him not in his own name, but in the name of God Most High. "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth." God Most High, in whose sight the earth is a mere speck, a small part of all creation, reaches out to Abram through his priest, a flesh and blood man like Abram himself. The one who is above all and beyond all makes certain that the man he has created has his blessing. Abram had just returned from a resounding defeat of four kings. But it was not because of this victory of Abram that Melchizedek blessed him. In the next sentence of the blessing, Melchizedek tells us that ultimately God gets the credit for Abram's victory. "And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." We cannot, therefore, seek the reason for the blessing in the person of Abram or in his accomplishments. Rather, we must seek the reason for the blessing in God Himself, who gives the blessing. "Blessed be Abram by God Most High." And God Most High chooses to bless Abram not because of who Abram is, but because of who God is. Just a few chapters before the one we heard this morning, we hear the words of God to Abram, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." When Melchizedek blessed Abram, he was simply doing what God had already done, blessing Abram and calling him to be God's own. In that word of blessing, Melchizedek reminded Abram of his calling as God's child, strengthening his faith in God, who would bless all families of the earth in Abram. Everyone who is a descendant of Abram, not by flesh, but by faith, receives that same blessing, the blessing that God gave Abram when he called him out of the land of Ur, and that he repeated through the lips of Melchizedek. And God continues to come to us through his own priests to bless us and to tell us that we are his own. He continues to strengthen us through his blessing in that faith that makes us his own. He continues to come to each of us who stand in the spot of Abram, both needing and wanting that blessing. We all stand in the spot of Abram, not only in regard to our faith, but in regard to our sins. Moses pulls no punches as he records some of Abram's sins in the book of Genesis. We can each see ourselves in those failings of our greatest forefather, But God, who could bless Abram, also can bless us because of the offspring of Abram, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for those very sins. It is not without reason that the traditional cry of the penitent in the Roman Catholic Church is, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." For it is not when we have achieved great things that we need to be blessed, but when we are the lowest. At that time, we need the Word of God Most High to comfort us and to strengthen our faith. As each of us stand in the spot of Abram, so God makes certain that there are always someone to stand in the spot of Melchizedek. God has blessed all families of the earth by the sacrificial life and death of Jesus Christ, and God Most High makes certain that there will always be a priest of God Most High, someone who can speak that blessing. That is what this seminary is dedicated to do, to serve God by training future priests who will speak God's blessing to his own people. People who stand sorely in need of that blessing in the midst of a world that could hardly care less about God. To that end, may God bless each of you, whether you stand in the spot of Abram receiving the blessing, or in the spot of Melchizedek giving the blessing. Amen.